And in that same instant, Kinnison's lens fairly throbbed with the power of the call he sent out to his allies. But not even Kinnison could hurl such a mental bolt without some outward sign. His face stiffened, perhaps, or his eyes may have lost their drunken, vacant stare to take on momentarily the keen, cold ruthlessness that was for the moment his. At any rate, the enemy agent was now definitely suspicious. "Drink that, bum, and drink it quick, or burn!" he snapped, Delameter out and poised. The Tellurian's hand reached for the glass, but his mind also reached out, and faster by the second, to the brains of two nearby agents. Those worthies drew their own weapons and, with wild yells, began firing, seemingly indiscriminately, yet in those blasts two of the thought-screened minions died. For a fraction of a second, even the hard-schooled mind of Kinnison's opponent was distracted, and that fraction was time enough. A quick flick of the wrist sent the potent liquor into the Bosconian's eyes. A lightning thrust of the knee sent the little table hurtling against his gun hand, flinging the weapon afar. Simultaneously, the lensman's ham-like fist, urged by all the strength and all the speed of his 216 pounds of rawhide and whalebone, drove forward, not for the jaw, not for the head or the face. Lensmen know better than to mash bare hands, break fingers and knuckles against bone. For the solar plexus, the big patrolman's fist sank forearm deep. The stricken Zwilnik uttered one shrieking grunt, doubled up, and collapsed, never to rise again. Kinnison leaped for the fellow's Delameter. Too late, he was already hemmed in. One, two, three, four of the nearest men died without having received a physical blow. Again and again, Kinnison's heavy fists and far heavier feet crashed deep into vital spots. One thought-screened enemy dived at him bodily in a Tommenigan Dongeneur, to fall with a broken neck as the lensman opposed instantly the only possible parry, a savage chop, edge-handed, just below the base of the skull. The while he disarmed the surviving thought-screened stranger with an accurately hurled chair. The latter, feinting a swing, launched a vicious French kick. The lensman, expecting anything, perceived the foot coming. His big hands shot out like striking snakes, closing and twisting savagely in the one fleeting instant, then jerking upward and backward. A hard and heavy Doc Walloper's boot crashed thuddingly to a mark. A shriek rent the air, and that foreman, too, was done.